Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh.
Nothing better than hot and fresh, right?
At Wendy's. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. That's the only way to go about it. Now, again, you win 60 times during the course of the year. You've given up a lot of free food throughout the course of the season. And hopefully it doesn't stop.
A lot of small chilies.
Right. Hopefully it doesn't stop tonight. Bucks and Celtics will, of course, have the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'll be right back in here with you tonight, taking your calls after that one. And Billy and Tim will be on Facebook Live on the fan Facebook page. Talking about the Brewers after their game is done. But if the Bucks win tonight, then you go to Wendy's, buy yourself a medium drink, and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, buy a medium drink, and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he joins Wendy's Big Show talking Packers. He's written about the Packers ever since I can remember, and he's been doing it better than anybody else.
Trying to make him feel old?
No, I'm just saying. Like he's how I basically learned about the game, his stuff in the paper.
All right.
It's Bob McGinn of Bob McGinn Football. Bob, appreciate the time, man.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic, dude.
All right, so let's get into the draft from the get. So we talked to you on Friday after they did what they did in the first round. So now we've got the rest of this draft to talk about. Were there any picks that you saw from the Packers where you scratched your head a little bit and thought maybe it didn't make much sense?
The cornerback from Toledo, but I think that's my own fault. I didn't pay enough attention to him and didn't ask enough people about him, one person. So, height, weight, speed guy. No, I think everything kind of fit in pretty good.
What about the offensive line they took in the second round, Jenkins?
You know, Gary, they took him over Eric McCoy.
Yep.
And that's a decision that's going to have to be watched for years and years to come, you know. I talked to three guys over the weekend, decision makers, and they had McCoy on a 2-1 margin on Jenkins. Mm-hmm. New Orleans gave up a second-round pick to come up and get Eric McCoy. He's a heck of a player, and so is Jenkins, and I think the margin's close. One's a junior, one's a senior. McCoy's a better athlete. Jenkins may be stronger, but these are two really good players, and they'll probably both have good careers. One might have a great one. We'll just have to find out who that is.
What is Jenkins' best position, you think, Bob?
Played center the last 2 years, and he played, you know, like six starts at guard, I think, in his sophomore year. I just don't know. I remember I watched him a lot at the Senior Bowl on those tapes, and I saw more strength and power, Gary, and anchor than I did out to the second level. But then I kept asking scouts about that impression, and they said no, that this guy can get to the second level in his own scheme. So I'm just not sure.
Excuse me, Bob. I really love reading your stuff.
Well, I mean, he's the best there is.
Well, this is amazing. Everybody should subscribe. This is amazing because I read something about, and I didn't really think about this, the power conferences, where these players as a group came from, seems to be a little bit different as past, or was it always the same? Because you don't normally see guys from the SEC, from the Big Ten. You don't normally see these kind of, more so smaller type schools.
Yeah, Ted did some smaller schools. So did Ron Wolf, you know. Ted had a West Coast deal going, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, big time.
Sure did.
And the best football is in the SEC, and that may have hurt him in the last – it got more pronounced at West Coast in the last 5 years. Maybe that hurt him a little bit because the SEC's better football, and Gutekunst scouted the SEC, and he likes that.
I thought he did more West Coast defensively, and I thought maybe because on the West Coast, those guys throw the football around a lot. Maybe I thought that the league was changing, and that's why. I mean, I was confused about that too as well.
And Sammy Seal, the longtime Packer West Coast scout, you know, he's pretty influential, and that may have been, played a role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk about the safety, Savage. I mean, to give up 2 fourth-rounders to go up and get him, I like the Jonathan Abrams better than him because he was bigger, but he played a little bit more into the line, more of a eight-man front guy. But I thought interceptions and speed. It was about speed was the reason. And I think Gutekunst said something to the fact that he didn't think that Savage would be there at 30. That's why they gave up so much to go up and get him.
Yeah, who knows? You know, there's lying going on when you talk to teams now. So you just don't know. Savage, he can really run, right, Leroy?
Yep.
You know, and he's not afraid to hit, and he's a great kid. That all checks everybody I've talked to. He's a good player. Now, he came out 7th in my poll at safety, 7th. Mm. And he was the first defensive back selected. And I think they loved him as this free safety because they had Amos, the ex-Bear, who they feel is going to be a box, a strong safety type guy. They wanted the perfect match with Amos. And now he's got to produce. I mean, he's been compared a little bit to Earl Thomas, that small hitter. And so we'll see. But, you know, I think Savage is, I think he's going to be really good.
What are the Packers getting in Jay Sternberger, this tight end out of Texas A&M?
A receiver all the way, Sparky. Receiver, good hands, smart kid, wants it. Very confident for a guy from Kingfisher, Oklahoma, small little town. But yet, you know, again over the weekend, it was brought out to me that, you know, he got trashed at the point of attack as a blocker. Problems in that blocking area. He's got to get stronger. He knows that. So they hope he starts here within a year or two.
Bob McGinn joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get to Rashad Gary. I think we've been avoiding this for whatever reason. I don't understand it. These guys are radio guys, Bob.
We haven't been avoiding Leroy. We had him on already. We talked about him.
Well, I ain't have him on, though.
So don't throw us on the bus.
Hey,
if
turn
you
his
want
mic
to talk
off.
About
turn
Rashad
his mic
Gary,
off.
Go
turn
ahead.
Turn his mic off.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you. Just to understand this black on black crime. But Bob, now he was the number one recruit overall. I get that. And I think a lot of it went into some of that, maybe. But people look for production when you're in the Big Ten. But something me and Gary have also watched, that if he's taking on double teams and another guy's freed up to get a sack, he doesn't get that sack, but he's contributing to that. I think overall, I think that's what the Packers were looking at. Or do you think they just missed or just a shot? Everybody wants this big, tall, fast guys now.
Well, the projection's a problem, Lee, right? Because he never played this position, right?
Correct.
He's going to be standing up.
Yep.
So that's number one. That's a problem.
Yep.
Now, you know, I got a full disclosure. This is my school, Michigan, you know? And I tape all these games. I probably watched him in his 3 years. I probably watched in their entirety probably 80% of his games.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew all about, you know, when he came to town, it was like Reggie White coming to town, you know?
Right.
So I've watched this guy for once in my life. I can really speak about something I saw. I would watch him constantly because of all this reputation. And that's true. He would sit as a six technique, head up on the tackle or the tight end on his side, and he would suck up blocks. That's what Don Brown, the coordinator, wanted. And, okay, and he didn't make a lot of plays, and over on the weak side, Winovich did. Now,
yes.
I think he's tough at the point. I think he can, you know, trash tight ends. But yet, okay, but that's on base downs. But now we go to passing downs. And there he was free to rush, you know. It wasn't happening. He just was a step late. He didn't have quite the speed to turn the corner against Big Ten tackles. These are Big Ten tackles. Half of them won't be in the league. And he just was just short. He just came up short. I don't know what to say. The best thing I can tell you, I think we talked about it last week, his effort's okay, his work ethic's okay, his physicality, it's all okay. It's not great and it's not bad. But for some reason, he's a raw player. This one smart scout was telling me he's raw. He doesn't get off blocks properly. He doesn't see it yet quickly.
Right.
Maybe he can. But he's going to a whole new position, so I just don't know what to say at this point. You know, it's crazy.
No, it really is. And so hopefully it's not Nick Perry reincarnated, because I think when you look at Nick Perry, you kind of think of the same thing. Here's a guy that had his hand in the dirt at USC, and they had him stand up. Although Nick had some nice years, I thought most people wanted more out of Nick Perry when he was here.
Yeah. Oh, they did, yeah. But this guy, you know, dwarfs Perry in terms of just pure ability.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear.
He'll be wearing number 52, so, the spotlight will be on him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead,
he's got to stand up. The shoulder, what do you make of this? He's got his shoulder keeps popping out. It's probably going to have to get done at some point.
Well, Jim Brandstetter, the voice of the Michigan Wolverines, said that he is probably going to have surgery.
And if that's
the case, we've already seen that with Kevin King. Because didn't they go get him with a shoulder problem?
Yeah, he sure did. It was a labrum there. But, you know, one GM told me this, if it's a subluxation, which it is, and a surgery, that's 5 to 6 months.
Jeez.
Okay. That's encouraging. Jeez. Thanks, Bob. Hey, let's talk about another draft pick. Let's talk about Kiki, the kid from Texas A&M. Because
Kiki.
Mike Daniels is going into his free agent year here. He's got 1 year left at $8 million, and then he's able to walk away if need be. Can this be a guy that might be able to step in and replace Daniels?
Boy, I don't see a whole lot of people see him as a starter. He didn't really come on until his senior year. I mean, I think he's pretty athletic and a good kid, but, you know, he's not short by Daniel standards, but he is 6'2.5", and you'd like him 6'4", 6'4.5". To think he's going to be a starting three technique in their base defense in 2020, I think it's a stretch.
That's Bob McGinn football on a very, very happy note. We appreciate it, man, talking Packers draft with us on the Big Show.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Bob McGinn of Bob McGinn Football joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Why are you giggling, Leroy?
I don't think we've ever had a guest that was so superior that we each get 15 questions. That guy's amazing.
Yeah, he rattles through it. That's for sure.
It's just a pleasure. It really is.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Billy Baby Tausch. Goodness gracious, I actually remember my name even though I was off yesterday with Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.